AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Federal workers face a deadline today. There's an offer on the table for a buyout. They can stop working while still collecting a paycheck until September 30th. President Trump talked about it last week.
Everybody's replaceable, and we'll get very good people to replace them if it turns out to be more than we thought. It could be a lot, it could be a little, we don't know.
The administration ramped up its pressure on employees to leave, sending a reminder that if the number of people taking the buyout isn't high enough, layoffs or furloughs could come next. Maryland Democratic Congresswoman McLean Delaney has a message for federal workers.
I implore you, do not take that buyout. It is not to be trusted. As the buyout letter says, we are truly at a fork in the road.
That reminder email said anyone who remains will be expected to be loyal. The Trump administration is walking back the idea. President Trump wants Palestinians permanently displaced from Gaza.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio and White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt compare Gaza to a demolition site, the scene of a natural disaster, and say the president's generously offered to rebuild it.
In the interim, obviously, people are going to have to live somewhere while you're rebuilding it.
The president has made it clear that they need to be temporarily relocated out of Gaza.
That's not what the president said.
If we can get a beautiful area to resettle people permanently in nice homes.
American allies and Republican lawmakers pushed back on his suggestion that the U.S. own Gaza. Palestinians are rejecting calls for even a temporary move, worrying if they leave, they'll never be let back in. But even then, the president himself pushed back on his pitch being rebuffed.
Everybody loves it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police in Sweden say the gunman in the country's worst mass shooting was connected to the adult education center where he opened fire, killing 10 other people. He was later found dead. This is AP News. The Agriculture Department says dairy cattle in Nevada have been infected with a new type of bird flu.
One that's different from the version that's been spreading in herds since last year. The detection indicates that distinct strains of the H5N1 bird flu have spilled over from wild birds into cattle at least twice. Experts say that raises new questions about wider spread and the difficulty of controlling infections in animals and the people who work closely with them. At least 67 people in the U.S. have been infected with bird flu, most of them working with dairy or cattle. One person in Louisiana died after developing severe respiratory symptoms following contact with wild and backyard birds. I'm Ben Thomas.
Argentina's president ordered the country's withdrawal from the World Health Organization due to profound differences with the U.N. agency. The United States is also about to leave the WHO. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.